So the South African Social Security Agency controversially announcing that it's cutting the COVID-19 caregiver grant as well as other grants at the end of October. The Black Sash Trust, represented by the Centre for Applied Legal Studies, has urgently approached the High Court in Pretoria to interdict SASSA's decision. And that matter also being heard today. You'll remember that earlier this month, SASSA went on social media saying all of those top-up amounts for the social grants, that's old age, disability, child support, those have come to an end. And at the end of November, we'll revert to pre-COVID amounts. Let's speak now to Huda Abrahams-Faker, who is a National Advocacy Manager at Black Sash. Huda, thank you for your time today. Why have you decided to go to the High Court?
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. The challenge and the importance of having social assistance during this very difficult time where we are facing a crisis in terms of unemployment and poverty, where the COVID grant has, the COVID pandemic has really created an economic and humanitarian crisis where people have depended very much on the social relief of the stress measures that have been introduced by government. And the disaster is far from over. So the rationale behind only extending the grant for the unemployed of 350 rand and not including the caregiver grant in that extension is really what Black Sash is challenging.
So what exactly are you asking the court to do here specifically?
At the moment, there is huge unemployment, increasing unemployment, and despite the economic recovery plan saying that there will be job creation, that seems very much far in the future. So what we are asking for, that the caregiver grant also be extended and not be stopped, which is supposed to stop tomorrow at the end of October, where you have 98% of the recipients of the caregiver grant being women. And so mostly women and children will be affected by this cut of receiving an extra 500 rand.
Huda, we have seen a lot of criticism of the midterm budget, specifically in the money that's gone to SAA. A lot of activists saying, well, that money could have gone to extending these grants and they didn't need to be ended from November. Is that one of the arguments that you make here?
Yes, because at the end of the day, we're in a state of disaster and that disaster is still existing. So why is October being identified as a date to stop these grants? You also have this vexed question always when you're talking about social assistance, is it, you know, that they cannot afford it. But in this, there is a state obligation in terms of the Constitution and internationally that cannot be ignored. So Black Sash is saying that there is an intrinsic obligation on the part of government to ensure that there is a lifeline for those who cannot afford to support themselves at the moment. And that is what the call is for.
Huda Abrahams-Faker, she's a National Advocacy Manager at Black Sash. They are going to court today to challenge this decision to cut the COVID-19 caregiver grant, that matter being heard in Pretoria today.